Shalom, saints, and welcome to Daily Devotion. The Lord richly bless you. This is Brother Jason Zima from Zambia, Eastern Zambia. Apologies, I was unable to share something yesterday because of a few other challenges I had. But we thank the Lord that in a very short time, we will try to look into the scriptures and see how His Spirit can lead us. And we have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are asking for you to have mercy on us this morning. As we remind ourselves in your word, we pray that, Father, you help us to get one or two things, Father, that can help us through the week, help us as we wait for the day of the Lord to come. Jehovah, we seek you all the time. Lord, we are living in a world that is out of alignment with you, out of alignment with your will. But we desire, Father, to constantly seek your presence. Lord, blessed be your holy name, all the glory and honor to your name. And Lord, I'm very grateful for your servants who have labored on this platform. I pray that you bless them all in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to share with you on some of the elementary aspects of our faith. These are things that we already know and we are probably practicing. I just wanted us to remind each other on the power of prayer and fasting. The power of prayer and fasting. To start our sharing, I want us to read from the book of Matthew chapter 7. And verse 21. Okay, I read Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. This was a situation where the disciples were faced with a case. They needed to pray for a child who had a spirit. And they prayed for the child, but the spirit couldn't go. Until the father of the child took the child to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the disciples were confused to realize that after praying for that child, nothing happened. The spirit was still there. And then the Lord Jesus Christ explained to them that that kind of a spirit could not leave until they prayed and fasted. So if we can read the story from verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, so vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto him, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Now, let us look at these two words. There's prayer, and then there is fasting. Now, prayer is communicating with God. It's simply communicating with God. The way we communicate with one another, which means you speak to God and He speaks back to you. If you speak to God and doesn't speak back to you, it means there's no prayer. It means there's no communication. It means there is communication breakdown. Now, two, fasting. Fasting is an act of abstaining from food or any pleasurable activities for some time to focus on spiritual growth. Seek God's guidance or show humility That is what fasting is. So now, as we started out in verse 14 of Matthew 17, we realize that certain habits and weaknesses can never leave you as a believer until you pray and fast. That is why the devil gives a demonic fear when it comes to fasting. The flesh does not like fasting. The flesh is always proud. The flesh always wants to seek things that gives it pleasure. Now, as a children of God, the spirit, like Brother Branham pointed out, he said, in us, there are two dogs. There is a white dog and then there's a black dog. Now, the white dog is your spirit and the black dog is your flesh. And these two are in constant fight. They don't agree with each other. They always fight each other. So now, because of that, you can never do what you want. Let us read, you can never do your will. If we read the book of Galatians chapter 5, the book of Galatians, it points out on this spiritual warfare. Galatians chapter 5, I think we start from 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Can you imagine? I cannot do what I would. That is why a person who is nursing an addiction can never leave. I've met so many people who've told me, Brother Nzima, please pray for me. I need to stop alcohol. I need to stop smoking. I need to stop this. Why? Because he doesn't want to. He wants to stop what he does. But that is, he cannot do what he wants until he obeys, until he understands the rules of warfare. Of course, it comes with God's grace. So that is why, as a child of God, whatever you do in everything, you are living a life of a sacrifice. You sacrifice your morning, you sacrifice your sleep, you sacrifice your food, you sacrifice your pleasurable, comfortable living for the work of God. Because if you always give the flesh an upper hand, it will be very difficult for you to overcome. The disciples were not bad men, but it seems their flesh at this time was more active than the spirit. Now, look at this, brothers and sisters. I have found this strange. You know that people don't eat at times. There are times when people are busy, maybe the whole day he hasn't eaten, his mind is okay. But when you mention prayer and fasting, to say, as believers, let's come together, we pray, seek the Lord in fasting, so many people start freezing. They become so scared, you know. But if you look at a human being, we fail to eat when in sorrow and in stress. That is some kind of fasting. Because the mind is somewhere else. Sometimes we also fail to eat when excited or in bliss. When someone is excited and bliss, they even lose their appetite. We also fail to eat when we are too busy. So people, when it comes to prayer and fasting, when it comes to praying, it becomes a problem. They are scared of hunger. It's so exaggerated that some people think they'll die when they fast. They think they'll faint or something. That's what the devil does, because the devil knows that when your flesh is subdued, you will have the strength to do God's work. Now, the question is, why we pray and fast? Why do we pray and fast? What's the purpose? Why torment yourself? Why give up on your pleasures? For what reason? So, number one, I can say we pray and fast to seek God's guidance. There is an example in the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Ezra Ezra So Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Ezra 8, what is his name? Ezra 8, 21 to 23. Pardon me. This is an account in the book of Ezra where Ezra proclaimed the fast because, of course, they wanted to return to Jerusalem and the like. Let's read the account first. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Amen. So Ezra was seeking for help from the king, but because it's like the king had done too much for him, and he couldn't ask for soldiers to help them on the way to protect them, because he had already assured the king that God was with him. So this was more like a challenge. So we may be doing work in there. We may be, a good example is we may be in the mission field. When you're in the mission field, you're out in the outskirts. It is a challenge. You are saying we are going to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a challenge, brothers and sisters. And because it is a challenge, we need to seek the Lord. So Ezra was able to proclaim the fast. Why? The idea of fasting is to listen to the voice of God. We are living in a world that is very busy. And you need to understand that Christianity or success in Christianity is not dependent on fasting. Please get this right. But fasting helps to put down the noise, to put down the flesh, in other words, to help you to understand God's voice further. So whenever you are seeking God's voice and you're desperate, you need to humble yourself. Now, there is another count. Why do we also fast? We can fast to seek a spiritual breakthrough. There are times you may see that your life is stagnant. Your life is not making progress as a believer. Or there are certain aspects of God's word that you do not understand. There are certain battles. There are certain things that can stretch you, either in ministry or maybe your family. You may have a problem in your family. You may have a problem with your children. You may have, because we are living in a very difficult world. I've seen parents being so stressed with their children, praying, talking to their children, trying to admonish them, trying to maybe take them to seminars, to bring counselors. But because they're dealing with the spirit, sometimes you need to seek the Lord. Sometimes you just need to go down on your knees. You pray and fast for your little ones. Now, let us look at an account in the book of Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. Daniel was waiting for the promises of the Lord. He knew what God said, but he just couldn't understand. He knew that we are supposed to be liberated. We are supposed to go back to Jerusalem and to God promised us, but there seemed to have been no answer in sight. So look at an account in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and I made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. So this is an account where Daniel prayed and fasted. Thirdly, we pray and fast to overcome spiritual struggles. The account, we already read that account in Matthew 17, verse 14 up to 21, where it says the Lord taught that some spiritual struggles could not be overcome but by prayer and fasting. Now, I want us to look at instances Let us look at examples or instances in scripture which show people fasting and God helping them. Firstly, the Lord Jesus himself. The Lord Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Let us read that account. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is an account, I will not read all of it, of the Lord Jesus fasting. He fasted for 40 days. He fasted this long before facing temptation. This shows the importance of spiritual preparation. It is very important that we prepare, because you like it or not, your day of evil, your evil day and my evil day is coming. So spiritually, we have to be prepared. It would have been a struggle for the Lord Jesus Christ if he faced the tempter without praying and fasting, because he was in the body. So he had to be ready, and God helped him to overcome. Let us look at another example in the book of Esther. Esther prayed and fasted in the book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther chapter 4. Book of Esther. Okay. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So Esther was able to proclaim a fast because there was a man called Haman, who was one of the leaders in Shushan, who wanted to kill all the Jews. I think you know the account. And it was a very desperate situation, brothers and sisters. It was a very fearful situation. But because they had to humble themselves to seek the Lord was able to strengthen them in faith. The third account in the Bible of praying and fasting is found in the book of Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Verse 1 to 3. Acts 13, 1 to 3. Okay. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and so. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. This is another example. So finally, brothers and sisters, we can look at the downside of a lack of fasting. If you live a life that lacks fasting, seeking the Lord, the downside is that spiritual starvation. You may miss out on God's blessings. You'll be starved spiritually. Secondly, you will have a lack of intimacy with God. Yeah, well, fasting helps you to have intimacy with God. It keeps your spirit active. Thirdly, if you lack a life of prayer and fasting, you may be vulnerable to spiritual attacks. You may be vulnerable to spiritual attacks. So the Lord bless you. God willing, we shall continue with our topic. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall we pray? Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy. We pray that, Lord, let this little elementary sharing Oh, Father, just remind us on these basics of your word. Father, I ask for your mercy and your blessing through it. Oh, blessed be your holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.